The fourth pillar is fasting. It's fasting the month of Ramadan. Obviously, a lunar calendar has about 355 days. Each month lasts 29 or 30 days. And you do it according to the crescent moon sighting. Now, I want to just look a moment at the idea of looking for a crescent moon and refer you to what you would call a phenomenological astronomer, somebody who's interested in astronomy for the phenomena and not for the theoretical aspect of it. And I would like just to read something. This is a Scottish man. He's not a Muslim. In fact, I know he's not. He's Christian. But he says something very interesting, and it just strikes me that so many Muslims don't seem to see this. But it's always, when I read this, it just articulated exactly how I've always felt about the point of looking at the moon and what that significance has for us. He said, "Of prime importance is the determination of the start of the holy month of Ramadan, a time of fasting and devotion. But Muslim communities have a habit of starting their celebrations on different days in any one year due to the varying locations and sky conditions for sighting the crescent moon. Places lying westwards of where the crescent moon can first be seen from the earth have a better chance of seeing it. The movement of the sun and moon is westwards, and more time elapses before they arrive at the horizons of these places. For the moon to move out of the sun's light at the start of its monthly journey, also, some latitudes will have the zodiac standing at a deeper, more visible angle to the horizon than others." That's the belt in which the moon travels. "Then there are delays caused by the weather. Under good conditions, it is possible to sight a first crescent less than 24 hours after a new moon." 15 hours is about the least. I mean, there's a record of 13 hours, but it would be very rare. "But it is a common sight to see it 30 hours after. To increase the Islamic observer's chances, two independent witnesses are required. The Ottomans decreed that first sighting can be made with the naked eye or a telescope." Now listen to this. "There are efforts to standardize the Islamic calendar so that Ramadan is started on the same day in various communities. But the relationship of celestial bodies to the earth is a living thing, and every location has its own sky. So why shouldn't religious festivals begin on dates peculiar to particular places? The modern mind, however, wishes to generalize and abstract the situation so the phenomena are bypassed. As with the length of the day, the average is calculated and becomes the accepted truth to accommodate the limits of circular wheels in clocks, yet none of the celestial bodies moves in circles." So what he's saying is, you put all your averages in and you'll get this average and it'll all work out. You can make your little calendar and it works perfect, but that's not nature. People forget that 24-hour-a-day period, that's not real time. That's our standard time. Real time is 23 hours and 56 minutes. That's what a day is. So the idea of going out and looking at the moon is again connecting you with nature. I mean, I think it's really interesting that before you pray, you use water, and if you don't have water, you use earth. It's like, touch the world. Touch these things. Feel them. You know how children, one of the things children do is they love to touch mud and get in there, and they love to do that. Why do they like to do that? Because they're still connected with that. They're still, the world is very real to them. We become so abstracted. And so these things are bringing us back to the basic elements of which we are composed: earth and water, prayer, movement. Get in your body, people behind a desk all day, never stopping to, I mean, watch a cat. A cat could not sit behind a desk all day long. They're not insane. They have to move. They have to experience. They have to feel that. That's what they have to do. That's why cats do that. And then they do their woo-woo, right? They have to do all those things. They even do the wiping over the head. Have you ever watched them do that? That's what they're doing. They're in there. And all these animals, watch them. Watch animals. People forget the Prophet ﷺ had goats in his yard. And we know how many. And he used to go out and milk them. He drank milk that came out of an udder. Have you ever had milk directly out of an udder? Right? Really? I mean, this is what Hakim is always asking people about that stuff. Really, have you experienced nature? And that's what going out and looking at the moon. Look at the moon. Have you ever seen a new moon born? It's called Wilada. It comes into existence. Literally, just comes into existence. And it's an incredible thing to witness. And when you see it, there's this thing that happens in you. Subhanallah. That's what happens. And that's why Allah is saying, go out and look at that, because I made that. And that is a sign of my existence. Go out and look at it and say, Subhanallah. Feel that, because that is reality. That is you as a conscious creature with this gift of consciousness experiencing the Creator's world that He made for your consciousness. He has put it all together so that you could experience it, because nobody else can. We are unique. That's the gift He gave us, and that's what it's about. That's what fasting Ramadan is. Lunar, why do we have lunar calendars? They're so, here they want cesarean sections. They don't want natural birth. It makes it so easy, because I can have my golfing appointment and then at 11 o'clock I just go and do the operation. But children don't come out at 11 o'clock. They come out whenever they want. They come out when they're ready to come out. They come out when Allah decrees for them to come out. But modern mind wants to fix it all. And that's why if you look at aerial cities of the Islamic world, they look like cells. They literally look like living cells. Look at Fez. Look at pictures of Fez. And look at modern cities with all their perfectly straight streets. Perfectly. I mean, there's no. You have to go into Muslim cities and it's all corners and curves and everything, because that's the world. That's how the world is. It's not all straight lines. Straight lines are abstractions in the mind. But that's what the modern mind wants to do. It wants to impose its reality on an already existing reality. And that's why it's living in a delusional state. Because reality is not like that. And Islam is about experiencing reality as it is. Allahumma arina ashya kama hiya. Oh Allah, show me things as they are. Not as I want them to be. Not as my filters project them to be. Show me them as they are. That was a dua of our Prophet. Show me things as they are. And that's Islam. And fasting is part of that. I mean, look at what fasting does. Fasting, Allah says, we decreed fasting for you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, in order for you to learn how to discipline your souls and make them pure. Now, one of the things about fasting is things that are normally permitted are suddenly prohibited. What does that do to the things that are prohibited? They become extra prohibited. And suddenly you're aware of backbiting in a way you weren't aware of it during the rest of the year. Suddenly you're aware of looking at somebody lustfully in a way you weren't aware of it because, oh my God, I'm fasting. In other words, what is normally permissible is now prohibited, and it makes the normally prohibited seem very, very real. And so it's a discipline of your soul. It's teaching you how to have taqwa. And it's about purification of the body and the soul. Sumu tasihu. This is a body is here. It's real. Don't ignore your bodies. The bodies are real. They're real. And Allah made them. And it's a great gift to be in the body. And we should take care of the body. Be good to the body. Because the body is good to us. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, your bodies have rights over you. And fasting, the beauty of fasting is that non-Muslims look at it as this incredibly difficult thing. And Muslims, it's the best time of the year. Because it's the time when they're closest to Allah. That's why. Because they're actually in a state of worship, despite themselves. Just by sitting there, by sleeping, they're worshiping. Because they're fasting. And that's why even the sleep of a faster is worship. And that's why you feel good in Ramadan. You might not feel physically good, but you feel spiritually good. So it's this beautiful proof every year. And another thing that he points out that is beautiful is about the justice of God. That if you look on the earth, if you live in England, half the year you're going to be fasting really short period, and the other half really long period. But over a 33-year period, which is the total cycle, it'll work out to the same amount of fasting that those people in the middle part of the world. So everybody ends up fasting about the same amount of time all throughout the world.